ABC Radio Darwin.
I love an instrument with a health warning on the front. Surgeon General warning, tobacco smoke increases the risk of lung cancer and heart disease, even in non-smokers. Hi, this is Fiona Boyes, and I'm a blues guitarist, singer and songwriter, and this is my unique one-off four-string lap-style cigar box guitar. I'd seen these sort of instruments, but I'd never kind of got them. As a guitarist, I thought, you know, I'm a guitarist, I need six strings, what's going on with this? What am I going to do with that? But this instrument in particular, I know, there's something about when I get it out at a gig, people are often fascinated by it, and it makes me feel really cheeky. I feel like it's so much fun to share this with people, and to people often want to come and look at it and touch it, see what's going on. It feels special to me, and it's like sharing a secret. Of look at something that is so simple, and yet, wow, check it out. Listen to what this is going to sound like. This one doesn't look immediately like a cigar box because it's actually made on a very large cigar box. And it's on the front of the instrument, it has a number plate. Well, it's a fake number plate, actually, which really tickled my fancy. There is a style of cigar box making that does use number plates and different sort of found objects attached to the instrument. So a large cigar box, which is where's it from? It's from the Dominican Republic, and it originally held black gigantic cigars. The guy who made it said that he had these very big boxes that would suit having a faceplate of a car tag or a number plate. And I had a number plate I was going to get him to put on it from when I lived in America. I had the old Florida number plates from my vehicle over there. But then I happened to be living in Victoria at the time, and I did a gig at the Vehicle Museum in Mafra. And they had these various bits of, along with their incredible vehicle collection, they had memorabilia and souvenirs you could buy in the gift shop, and they had these tongue-in-cheek number plates. And I saw one which was, it's a picture of an FB Holden, and it says FB Australian Classic, and it's got a picture of the car on the front. And I thought, now this would be fun because FB are my initials, and Australian Classic, that would just be fun because, you know, I do a lot of touring in America and also in Europe, and I thought that would just be ha-ha, you know. So I sent this number plate to him, and out of the blue, he turned up with this instrument that he'd put the number plate on the front. The most traditional cigar box is usually made out of a small cigar box, often with a broomstick neck, which is just sort of shoved onto it. Quite commonly, a cigar box has three strings. This has four strings, and unlike a usual cigar box, it has a very thick, heavy neck. So I guess you'd think about it more if you're into guitars, more like a Dobro or something like that. And it has very, very high action. So it's not possible to fret the instrument like a traditional guitar. It's, you know, it's a good centimetre or more. The strings are off the neck of the guitar. And so you really have to just commit to fully playing it as a slide instrument, not fretting it in a normal sense. So you've got the cigar box on your lap, and then this long neck, very high strings. In keeping with the ethos of cigar boxes, the tradition of them is that you would make them out of what you had to hand. So they tend to be idiosyncratic, one-off, unique instruments. This one has, for the nut, and for the bridge, two large diameter threaded bolts. I have several cigar boxes. They all like different things. This is an electric instrument, but it likes acoustic strings. It likes to be tuned in B flat, again, which is a weird thing, but B flat, for some reason, there seems to be an inherent resonance in the cigar box. And although I do put it into other tunings sometimes to play with other people, I also do a lot of solo stuff, and mostly it's tuned to B flat, which is what it likes. Now, the other thing that happens with this instrument, again, because you can't play it like a regular guitar to fret it, it needs to be played with a slide. So normally you need a flat slide. So that's different. You know, if you're going to play regular bottleneck, you'd have a slide actually over your finger. What I picked up from some players in Mississippi is the idea of playing with a little bottle or so. Again, it's a found object idea to use as a makeshift slide. And, you know, I have played this instrument with high-quality metal Dobro slides and stuff, but this is my favourite. I actually play this guitar with a little... It's a miniature whiskey... It's actually not a whiskey bottle, although it's currently filled with bourbon. And, you know, some gigs, that's really handy, you know. You can be... if you're on stage for a long time, it's time to play a little four-string cigar box, and then... In Mississippi, they call it clowning, but you get to the end of a song with a big flourish and then you wave your guitar in the air and take a little slug of bourbon out of your slide. The guy who introduced me to playing with a bottle said the bottle should have a little mojo. So this particular miniature bottle is very special to me, and it's a souvenir from playing one of the biggest blues festivals, certainly in Scandinavia, maybe in Europe. It's the Notodden Blues Festival in Norway. And I'd always hoped to play at this festival, and I got a gig there. But as a souvenir, I bought this little, it's a Linney Aquavit bottle. So honestly, this stuff is, this is Scandinavian rocket fuel, people. I don't know how they do it. I've seen people take a nip of this for breakfast. But the bottle is slightly smaller than most miniature whiskey bottles. And I've tried a lot of them. You know, I experimented, oh, the tequila bottle. No, the little... And this one just fits in my hand perfectly, and I love it. This one, the label is very faded and misused now, but I keep joking and saying, look, if I break this one, I have to go back to Norway, because the instrument won't be the same for me unless I can play it with my Linney Aquavit bottle. But the extra weight of just having the fluid in it does give you a little bit more weight on the strings, which is nice. I had one gig, I played a blues festival in East Germany, and I got to the end of a song and I was playing this, and there was a woman who was a very enthusiastic audience. There was a woman who was dancing right up the front who waved at me and gestured to the bottle, and so I went, okay, and I handed it to her as a joke, thinking she'd take a sip, and she necked the whole thing and drank it in one slug. So that let that be a lesson to you, that East German women, they don't come any tougher, I don't think. Don't give your whiskey slide to anybody. Now, the thing is that because this is one big power chord, your 1515, it was interesting to discover that there's actually, it's not as traditional perhaps, but the idea of a more major sounding thing, you can actually sort of get something that's almost like twang or kind of, so I wrote a few things that were more in a Louisiana style, I guess, more a swamp pop or even a beautiful ballad. There's a beautiful ballad called Louisiana that I recorded, which is, I guess, my love song to the city of New Orleans, and which was really cool because I'd always dreamt of going there. And when I had a chance to, that was just straight after Katrina, and it broke my heart. But out of the blue, I wrote the song, and I ended up recording it, and then I ended up releasing that in America. And on the tour to release it, magically, one of the gigs that I got to do was my first gig in New Orleans. So you know, sometimes a new instrument gives you inspiration. You know, I used to think that, you know, once upon a time I had one guitar, I had an electric guitar, an acoustic guitar, and a bass. I thought, I've got everything I need. But I was so wrong. I started realizing that different instruments make you play in different ways. And I think one of the things that's really fascinating about this is that you have to play differently. You can't think in terms of chord shapes and the, your normal licks that fall under your finger as a blues guitarist. And there's a joy in the simplicity of the instrument, the limitations of it, the lack of extra notes. So it makes you rethink everything. And it's surprising to find that something really so stripped back and essential, you can find so much. You can wring so much stuff out of it, even though it's really quite a basic instrument. So, you know, I guess the essence of that is that, you know, each instrument brings something of itself to you as a player, and it brings something out of you that can often be quite different and unexpected.
ABC Radio Darwin.